जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतवचनारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल्पोपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सद्भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर गोस्वामी शिल्पोपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरो वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते कप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे बृंदा बनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण वेलकम टू ऑल द डिवोटीज फ्रॉम मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास एंड वी आर इन फर्स्ट कैंटो श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती एंड टेक्स्ट 19 तो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी माया जवन्निका छन्नम अज्ञा जोचतम अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूढ दिशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा माया जवन्निका छन्नम अज्ञा दोषम अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूढ दृशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा माया जवन्निका छन्नम् अज्ञा दोषम अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूढ दृशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा माया जवन्निका छन्नम् छन्दम् अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूढ दृशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा माया जवन्निका छन्नम् अज्ञा घोषसम् अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूढ दृशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा माया जवन्निका छन्नम् अज्ञा दोष अभयम् माताजी माया जवन्निका छन्नम् अज्ञा दोक्षसम् अव्ययम् न लक्षसे मूल दिशा नटो नाट्य धरो यथा वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद माया डिलूडिंग जवन्निका कर्टन अछन्नम कवर बाय अज्ञा इग्नोरेंट अधोक्षजम बियॉन्ड द रेंज ऑफ मटेरियल कंसेप्शन ट्रांसेंडेंटल अव्ययम इरिप्रोचेबल न नॉट लक्ष्य से ऑब्जर्व मूढ़ दृश्य बाय द फुलिश ऑब्जर्वर नतः आर्टिस्ट नाट्यधर ड्रेस एज अ प्लेयर यथा एज ट्रांसलेशन बीइंग बियॉन्ड द रेंज ऑफ लिमिटेड सेंस परसेप्शन यू आर द इटर्नली irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna affirmed that the less intelligent person mistake him to be the ordinary man like us, and thus they deride him. And the same in confirmed here by the Kunti, thus less intelligent person are those who rebel against the authority of the Lord. Such persons are known as asuras. The asuras cannot recognize the Lord's authority when the Lord Himself appears among us as the Lord Ram, Narsingh, Varaha, or His original form as Krishna. He performs many wonderful acts which are humanly impossible. As we shall find in the 10th canto of this great literature, Lord Sri Krishna exhibited his humanly impossible activity even from the days of his lying on the lap of his mother. He killed the putna, which, although she smeared her breast with the poison just to kill the Lord sucks her breast like the natural baby, and he sucked out her very life also. Similarly, he lifted the Govardhan hill just as a boy picked up the frog umbrella and stood several days continuously just to give protection to the residents of the Vrindavan. There are some of the superhuman activity of the Lord described in authoritative Vedic literature like the Puranas, Itihasas, history and Upanishad. He has delivered wonderful instruction in the shape of the Bhagavad Gita. He has shown marvelous capacity as the hero and the householder and teacher and the renouncer. He is accepted as the supreme personality of Godhead by the such authoritative personalities as the Vyasadeva, Asita Narada, Madhva, Sankara, Ramanujacharya, Sichatana Mahaprabhu, Jeev Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and all other authorities of line. He himself has declared as much in the many places of the authoritative literature, and yet there is a class of men with demonic mentality who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the supreme truth. This is partially due to their poor fund of the knowledge and practically due to their stubborn obstinacy, which result from the various misdeeds in the past and present. Such person could not recognize the Lord Sri Krishna even when he was present before them. Another difficulty is that those who depend more on their imperfect senses cannot realize him as the Supreme Lord. Such persons are like the modern scientists. They want to know everything by their experimental knowledge, but it is not possible to know the Supreme Person's imperfect experimental knowledge. He is described here in Adhokshas as the beyond the range of the material knowledge. All our senses are imperfect. We claim to observe everything and anything, but we must admit that we can observe things under the certain material condition only, which are also beyond our control. The Lord is beyond the observation of the sense perception quinquity, except this deficiency of the conditioned soul, especially of the woman class, who are less intelligent for the less intelligent man. Thus, there must be the such thing as a temple, mosque and church, so that they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord and hear about him from the authority in such holy place. For the less intelligent man, this beginning of the spiritual life is essential, and the only foolish man deride the establishment of the such place of the worship which are required to raise the standard of the spiritual attributes for the minds of people. For less intelligent person, bowing down before the authority of the Lord as generally done in the temple, mosque and church is as beneficial as it is for the advanced devotee to meditate upon him by the active service. माया जवनिका छन्नम अज्ञान अदोचर अभ्यम न लक्ष्य से मोड़ दिशा न तो नाट्य यथोधरा. इन दिस प्रेयर श्रीमती ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर बाय कुंती देवी एंड वी विल डिस्कस अबाउट लिटिल बिट व्हाट आई अंडरस्टूड. इन दिस प्रेयर कुंती महारानी exactly saying the position of the conditioned soul, jiva, how our senses are imperfect, and by imperfect senses, how can we see our approach, how can we see the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or how we can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because our senses, Kurti Prabhupada write in Popat, our senses is imperfect. For example, we are sitting here and we are saying something, beautiful temple, beautiful deities, or beautiful painting. But our eyes has certain limit to see. The certain meter we can see. Beyond that range, there is no use. We can't see. We can't hear. Here also, but the particular range. Beyond that range, we can't hear. Therefore, here says in the Shastra said, there is four defect in our body, in the human being, the four defect. First, Prabhupada says, to be illusion. And second is saying, committing mistake, to be illusion, and then commit mistake, and you can imperfect senses. The imperfect senses, and Prabhupada was saying fourth is cheating purpose senti. If the human body, human being has the fourth defect, then how can he understand the pure person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? As the before, the last, that the previous verse, Supreme, the Kunti Maharani says, he the greatest person, he the greatest personality, Krishna. But how we can understand the greatness of the Krishna? So we can see little bit here in this process. Therefore, we can find in the Shastra the greatness of the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everywhere. In the Bhagavad Gita, as he told, Bhagavad Gita is Krishna describing his greatness. And Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji is saying, Eko apaso achavitum rachaitum jagadanda koti andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. The Brahmaji is saying, he just, the previous words, Kunti Maharaj is saying, and this purport of Prabhupada is saying, we can, our senses, we can see perfectly Krishna, and we can approach perfectly Krishna because he is the invisible inside and outside. Therefore, he is saying here, verse Brahmaji is saying, ki how he is the Annanta Rasta Paramanu Chayanta Rastam. Because he is in the Brahmand and he is in the atom also. The Prabhupada first canto begin with the Krishna, the Krishna expands at the Balramji. Balramji, from Balramji comes a Chaturbhiva, or from the Chaturbhiva comes to the Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu, Brahmaji again is saying, Yah karanam av jale, yatha bhajan disma yoga nidram ananta jot, ananta koti. The Bhagavan, the Lord Vishnu, lying down on Karan Osin, and just closing his eyes and just breathing, from his breathing, Ananta Koti, uncountable, Brahmanda is coming. So Vishnu is lying down and Karan Osin, and he is breathing Brahmaji saying, Prabhupada saying, just by breathing, by his exhaling, by the his exhaling, Ananta Koti Brahmanda coming from his body. And after exhaling, he inhale, and after a certain time, and all the Brahmanda, all the universe going into his belly. This is the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Then how can we understand this greatness? So this is the greatness Krishna can swallow the universe. Krishna can beyond this universe and within the universe, and Krishna can be in the everyone's heart also. In this sloka by the Brahmaji. जिसे हम लोग हिंदी में कहते हैं कि भगवान कण कण में है. तो भगवान कण कण में है हमको मालूम ही नहीं, कैसे समझ सकते. लेकिन यहां पर ब्रह्मा जी कह रहे हैं अंडांतरंश परमाणु कि ब्रह्मांड के अंदर भी है और आइटम के अंदर भी है. तो दिस इज द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. देन हाउ कैन वी अंडरस्टैंड दिस ग्रेटनेस. एंड तो ब्रह्मांड कमिंग एंड गोइंग, भगवद गीता कृष्णा सेइंग भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते, अगेन एंड अगेन कमिंग एंड अगेन गोइंग इन साइड. तो भूत्वा भूत्वा बार बार प्रकट हो रहे हैं, अप्रकट हो रहे हैं, ब्रह्मांड आ रहे हैं जा रहे हैं, परमानेंट नहीं है. तो भूत्वा भूत्वा प्रलीयते अगेन एंड अगेन. देयरफॉर दिस इज गॉड रूपा दिस सेइंग कि दिस इज इफ गोइंग थ्रू शास्त्र एंड भगवद गीता प्रभुपाद सिंह दिस इज गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस. इफ यू आर एक्सेप्टिंग दिस, दिस इज गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस. सो पीपल प्रभुपाद सिंह पीपल से तो गॉड इज ग्रेट बट डोंट नो हाउ ग्रेट ही इज. एंड प्रभुपाद अगेन सिंह दैट इज नॉट सफिशियंट knowing just greatness, God's greatness, ki how God is great, that is not sufficient. You have to do something more. And here saying, so many people are saying that God is great, but how God is great? An example given in the 10th canto, ki how, in connection, ki how Krishna, when the Krishna one just walking on his knees, and one day his Balram came to the Yashoda Maya and said, Maya, Maya, Kana ne mitti khaya, Krishna ate in the mud. Complaining, all the Gwalbal and Balram came and complaining, Krishna ate in the mud. The Yashoda Maya came and called Krishna, came and the Yashoda Maya said, I heard you eaten the mud. Krishna said, no, I am not. They are lying because they don't want to play with me. So they are lying that I am eaten by. If don't have faith, you can see in my mouth. Yadosama say, open your mouth. And Krishna, little Krishna, when Krishna open his mouth, Yashoda Mahi, when saw the mouth in the mouth of Krishna, he first saw all the Brahmandas, all the universe within the mouth of Krishna, and he saw the himself also, herself also. And after seeing, he just fell down unconsciousness. And Krishna is thinking, Krishna is saying, Mother, don't do again. Don't do again. First, the first and last time I'm showing you, but don't do again. And that time, Yashoda Maya, unconsciousness, and after coming from the consciousness, unconsciousness, he realized something is there. And then the story goes ahead. But then in this story, we can see little story how great Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Person, Andantanant, Antar Bahir. In the belly, you can see the Krishna. And again, then how can we can approach Krishna, because Prabhupada is saying this is not sufficient to the understand just greatness of the God, but we should relate with the God, keep the relationship with God, then there is useful. Otherwise, what is the use? Prabhupada is saying if somebody is knowing the president, whether somebody knowing the prime minister, the how the prime minister expert and how the prime minister doing, but what is your relation with that prime minister or the president? Unless you relate comes in that prime minister and president, then there is something useful. And Prabhupada is saying you should become the servant of prime minister, you should be secretary of prime minister, you should be advisor of prime minister, then there is useful. Then that relation, then you can understand properly the supreme personality of Godhead. Otherwise, just knowing that Krishna is great, Krishna is great, Krishna is great, not sufficient. Because our senses are imperfect, or in that imperfect senses, we are not able to understand the greatness of the Krishna. When that senses are purified, in the purified, then that purity makes the understand the supreme personality of Godhead. Otherwise, there is no chance. Unless we purify ourselves, our senses are purified. Na bhavet grahim indriya swayam evhi swayam evhi uspruktidaha. That our senses need to purify, and with our senses, purification take place from by the hearing. So Bapalad Maharaj said, from the hearing, when we hear, and then our, again Bhagavad Gita says, just ki our, there is something, we are covered by the three modes of material nature, sattuguna, rajoguna, tamoguna, and mostly rajas tama bhava. Bhagavad Gita says Krishna, mostly people are affected by the rajas and tamas, greedy and lusty. So Sri Prabhupada says, if you find someone greedy and lusty, understood that person is rajoguna and tamoguna, passion and ignorance. When we want to understand the supreme personality of Krishna, then we have to come above the rajas and tamas guna. We have to come to the level of the sattva guna, mode of goodness. That mode of goodness, we can, that mode of goodness also to be purified. Then we can understand. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada is saying, our business is bringing people from the rajoguna and tamoguna to the level of the sattoguna. And when person comes to level of sattoguna, then he can understand the supreme personality of Godhead. Otherwise, very, very difficult. Therefore, Prabhupada says, and we can understand, only devotee can understand the supreme personality of Godhead. Because devotee practice and purifying his senses by hearing and chanting from the beginning, the hearing of the Krishna's holy name, practicing, he purifying his senses, and that by purification, he slowly, slowly coming to the level of sattva-guna, and then he can understand the greatness of the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, we must, Prabhupada said, we must read the Vedic Shastra, especially in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because hearing, I am just putting the word, the first word is hearing. How the hearing is important. Now the Bhagavad Gita Marathon is going on, Bhagavad Shastra distribution going on. So there is one story comes in Purana with the Bhagavat Mahatmya, Gita Mahatmya in the Padma Purana story. There is a story, beautiful story to be learned from this, beautiful lesson to take from this story. So Lord
she was sitting, Mother Parvati asking, because we heard many stories how Mother Parvati asking Lord Shiva, ki Prabhu, please, I want to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now then, this story, Mother Parvati is asking Lord Shiva, ki Prabhu, I want to hear the glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The glories of Srimad Bhagavad Gita I want to hear from you, because you are the great authority. You are the one of the great authorities. I like to hear from you. So Lord Shiva become very happy. Yes, somebody want to hear the glories of Bhagavad Gita, I will tell you. Then he said, once Lord Vishnu killed the demon named Mura. Demon named Mura he killed. And after killing, Lord Vishnu came to the causal ocean and lie down. And Mother Lakshmi was just sitting near an Anant, bed of Anant says, Lord Mahavishnu was lying and just closing his eyes. And Mother Lakshmi asked Lord Narayan, my dear Lord, you look like facing some difficulties, look like morose, matlab udaas lag rahe waisa kuch aag aise baithkar aisa aadmi koi baitha rahe na prabhu aap kuch udaas lag rahe. So Mother Lakshmi is saying the husband and asking husband Narayan, Lord, you look like some difficulty finding in a difficulty. So Lord says, Narayan says, no, there is no difficulty. I just close my eyes and I am seeing how wonderful my material energy, Maya Javannika Channam, here is saying, see how wonderful my material energy is working. Seeing this material energy working, myself is little laughing and seeing him. So Mother Lakshmi became very curious and asking, please tell me what happened. Lord smiled and said, okay, I'll tell you something. And Lord Vishnu is narrating the story to the Mother Lakshmi, asked by Parvati to Shiva. Shiva is telling this story. Now in the story, Mahavishnu, Lord Narayan is telling to Mother Lakshmi. So Narayan saying, I'll tell you the story of Susarma Brahmana. And he said to Mother Lakshmi, please hear carefully. And he says, there is Brahman named Susarma, and he was in the village, and he was just collecting, because that Brahman he was born in the Brahman family, in the mother Brahman, mother and father was Brahman, whole the family was Brahman, but there is no quality like the Brahmanas. There is no education on the Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, any education of Vedic knowledge. Therefore, just they are doing something for the survival. They are cheating people and doing what? Kya bolte usko? Chhinna? Snatching from walking people, and in this way they are making their life to get something, some food. So Lord Narayan said, in this way, one day that Brahman was collecting some leaf, so collect from the leaf and sell it, that was also business doing. And the one day, some day were collecting from the leaf from the garden, and the snake bite. And after snake bite, that Brahman died. And that Brahman died, he went to the Yamloka, Yamaraj took him, and after seeing his past deed, past record, the Yamaraj gave him punishment, many long life and many hellish condition. After many long time, he took the birth as a bull. He took the birth as a bull, and that bull was possessed by the crippled man. And crippled man, just by using the elbow, loading some luggage and selling something to him. So one day crippled man just loaded so much heavy load on that bull. And bull was just foaming and foaming, foaming. After walking certain time, the bull fell down and gone to the unconsciousness. And as soon as bull fell down unconscious and walking by, some people came and gathered and asked what happened. And seeing that crippled man condition, how can he survive without the bull? So one Brahmana came. So Brahmana came and Brahmana says, seeing the condition of the bull and crippled man, oh, this is very bad, very bad. So I want to do good thing for you. I am giving my pious activities, some portion of pious activity to bull. कि मैं अपने पुण्य से कुछ आपको दे रहा हूं आपके क्रेडिट में, कि मैं अपने बैंक से कुछ रुपया निकाल के आप में के बैंक में डाल रहा हूं, आपके बैंक में जीरो बैलेंस है, तो मैं अपने बैंक से कुछ पैसा आपके बैंक में डाल रहा हूं. आई एम गिविंग सम पुण्य टू द बुल, बिकॉज द बुल प्रीवियस वॉज ब्राह्मण, नाउ इज बुल, देयर इज नो पायस एक्टिविटी, आई एम गिविंग टू द यू. तो सीइंग दिस, अदर पीपल ऑल्सो थिंकिंग दिस इज द पायस एक्टिविटी. पीपल डोंट गिव द But the people, but the human being, but the bull like animal, immediately people will help. So immediately everyone start giving some portion of their pious activity to the bull. And seeing the crowd walking by that path, one prostitute also came there. And prostitute seeing the, what happened? Everyone saw that the bull, and somebody is giving something. The prostitute also thought, listen, I should also give something. And he said, he also gives his pious credit from the some portion of his pious activity to the bull. And what kind of pious activity? Prostitute. And after every many, many people give the pious activity, some portion of the pious activity, and bull died. He left this body and Yamaraj came again. And took him. And as soon as Yamaraj came and took him to the Yamaloka, the Yamaraj said to the person, Yaar, matlab, humare apne bhasa mein, yaar, tu bach gaya. Now you surviving. Now your past sinful activities, what you did, everything is now nil, zero, gone, finished. You are free from past sinful activity. Then Brahman, previous was Brahman, he inquired, sir, my dear sir, please tell me, how can possible that I can free from my sinful activity? The Yamaraj said, because of not the many people give their pious activity, but because that prostitute gives some portion of pious activity from his pious activity, that prostitute is the cause of your deliverance. That prostitute make you free from the sinful activity. And after that, Yamaraj said, now you free from, you are freed. Now you can take the body of the again Brahmana. And then Brahmana again, he got the high level of Brahman family. He took the birth in the high level of Brahman, for the beautiful body, everything was. But Yamaraj gave him the remembrance of his past. What conversation between the Yamaraj and him happened? Gave the remembrance. And that remembrance, he was thinking, how can I find out that prostitute? What kind of pious activity he gave me? How can prostitutes have the pious activity? He was thinking. Many will ask, we will also think, how can prostitute have the pious activity? Because his full life is the sinful activity. How can he accumulate the pious activity? The somehow or other, he was searching and found the prostitute. And he inquired, ki mother, now you can explain. Because Yamaraj gave some memory. That's why he remember and find out the Purushottam. He approaches and he explained, I am the same bull you gave, and whole story, and then and you gave the pious activity. So I want to understand what kind of pious activity you have. But then prostitute says, I don't have, I was nothing, I was I don't, that time I don't have any pious activity. But the story is, he says, how I got the pious activity. She said, one time, one other Brahman, then within the story, this other Brahman, he also did mischief and he died and he went to the Yamaraj. And for his sinful activity, Yamaraj gave him the body after the hellish condition of the light, punishing him so much, gave him the body of parrot. He came to baby, he became the baby of the pirate. So as soon as he come out from, become the baby, his pirate, the parents in the form of the pirate died. Because still he have the sinful activity. The pirate, both pirate died. And he from the, fall down from the nest, and he just lying down on sand. The sand is very hot. And after pass from that, under the tree, some saint was passing. The saint saw, sadhu saw, oh, this is pirate, this is baby pirate, very, very bad. And he is now the hard sand, he will die. That being compassionate, the sages took him, lifted him, took him with them, and put him in cage in their ashram. Now the baby pirate was in the ashram. And in the ashram, there was sages' children. And that children, Narayan saying, that children, sages' children, every morning and evening recite the Bhagavad Gita. They're reciting the Bhagavad Gita, just like our Mukundmala Prabhu, Radha Dukh, reciting the theme, the theme of reciting every day, everywhere, the house of the Bhagavad Gita. So every day they are reciting Bhagavad Gita. There, the story says how, say, the first 5 chapter they understood the face of the Lord. Next 10 chapter they understood the hand of the Lord. And next 16 chapter they understood the belly of the Lord. And next 2 chapters, 17 and 18, understood the lotus feet of the Lord. In this way, Bhagavad Gita should be understood. The after this recitation in Gurukul, their ashram reciting Bhagavad Gita, the pirate had the tendency to hear and repeat the same thing. So the baby pirate has to start listening carefully and reciting the Bhagavad Gita, repeating. And he became expert to reciting the first chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. One day, in the ashram, some thief came. A thief in the ashram came from to stole something from there, but they could not find anything from the rishi's hut. So they stole the cage with the pirate, and they sell to that pirate cage, sell pirate with the cage to the that prostitute. And prostitute just kept the pirate, the cage in house, and now the tendency became, he was every day reciting, pirate became expert in the first chapter reciting the Bhagavad Gita. Now every day he is just reciting, repeating the same shloka every day. And prostitute was hearing. Because in the house, pirate repeating, and he just listening, attracting the prostitute and is listening. And prostitute is saying, because pirate learned from the sage's son, he is the pirate, he became pure, his senses become pure because of the touch of the word, the sound vibration touch of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the proof how the pure Bhagavad Gita is the direct coming from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of राधे देन ही देन सी प्रोस्टिट्यूट दे सी ऑल्सो स्टार्ट रिसाइटिंग बट मेन स्टोरी से सी हर्ड फ्रॉम जस्ट हियरिंग फ्रॉम द पैरेट सी बिकेम सो प्यूरिफाइड यमराज सिंह बिकॉज ऑफ दैट हियरिंग फ्रॉम द भगवद गीता प्रोस्टिट्यूट सीन नलिफाइड ही बिकेम सो प्योर बिकॉज एंड दैट प्रोस्टिट्यूट केम इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू एज अ बुल एंड गिव हिज पास एक्टिविटी टू यू and you became free from sinful activity. This is the glory of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. This is the glory of hearing and chanting the holy name of the Krishna. This is the glories of hearing the classes of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the beauty and this is the way Narad Lord Narayan was smiling and telling the story Mother Lakshmi. That's why I am the hearing. This is the my beautiful energy, material energy working. Maya Javannika Channam. He is the working. How the energy is working? Nobody knows. Nobody understands. How did this sinful man immediately just hearing Bhagavad Gita purified? Therefore, Krishna is saying, many Prabhupada is saying, that Parpat Kunti Maharani is saying, that many great personality can't understand Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, his greatness. And in the story, we can see how seeing from the up, from the Vaikuntha Loka, if Lord seeing us, and he will laughing. How these people are. How my wonderful energy, material energy is working. Maya Adakchen Prakriti Suyati Sacharacharam. How they're working beautifully. Therefore, this is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. He write the beautiful commentary on Bhagavad Gita and present it to the whole world. And we can understand when people coming and connecting with Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam as it is, life become purified. And in this way, people understand. The whole, but they, not only Indian body, but the foreign body people, American, Chinese, other people also getting affected by this Bhagavad Gita's purity. So we have to just do things, just read the Bhagavad Gita, we'll get the chance, we are getting the chance, hear the Bhagavad Gita. This is the opportunity created by Swami Prabhupada ji. This is the beauty of Srila Prabhupada ji. And the other story, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned how, just for hearing, word hearing. So how the Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, how can our material senses getting immediately purified? There is a story, Haridas Thakur. The Haridas Thakur was one village, and that village main person Ramchandra Khan, he was big man, but he was envious of Sri Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur was beautifully just chanting the holy name of remembering Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was just remembering and chanting and preaching the glories of the holy name. And this Ramchandra Kaviraj became envious and he sent the prostitute. Again, the story. So he sent a beautiful prostitute to make the defame of Haridas Thakur. So one evening, prostitute came and sit down in front of Haridas Thakur and asked, I want to association with you. And Haridas Thakur understood this. In the story, said that already Haridas Thakur want to leave this place. But sadhu's nature is compassionate, dayalu. That Haridas Thakur want to give some mercy to that prostitute. And that's why he stayed there. Prostitute came, he asked for association, or Haridas Thakur said, okay, you just sit. And what I am chanting, you just listen. I just sit here. No problem. When I finish my chanting, because I took the bow of the chanting, when I finish, I fulfill your desire. The whole night, Haridas Thakur was just chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and chanting. And from the lips of the Haridas Thakur, Hare Krishna Mahamantra was coming. And that Mahamantra was heard by the prostitute. Prostitute was hearing that Mahamantra. The one day passed, Haridas Thakur says, sorry, now is the dawn, morning time. Please go home. Come evening, I will fulfill your desire. Next day, evening, prostitute again came. Again, Haridas Thakur was just chanted whole night Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that prostitute again just heard whole thing. And next third day, again came. The third day, just Haridas Thakur, please, my 2 days boy is not complete. Please again here, sit down. Now just Haridas Thakur started chanting. With Haridas started chanting. Now slowly, slowly prostitute also started murmuring the holy name. With the association of the hearing, he started murmuring the holy name and started the chanting of the holy name. And after chanting with Haridas Thakur, she became purified. So purified, morning came, he just folded his hand and he just bowing down in front of Haridas Thakur, begging him, please forgive. I was not knowing your greatness, but now I can understand your greatness, how great you are. But because now senses got purified. Now after the purification of senses, we can understand the greatness of the Lord and greatness of the devotee. So in this way, the prostitute just bow down and Haridas Thakur, the prostitute says, please guide me. Now what should do I? Because that person sent me to make you defame. Now I don't want to go again. Then Haridas Thakur gave him Harinam and that prostitute became beautiful Vaishnavi, put in the tilak, kanti mala, and chanting the holy name, and worshipping Tulsi Maharani. Now the seeing the prostitute, the glories, the prostitute become the Vaishnavi, whole village coming and seeing him, want to take darshan. The previous few people want to go to the prostitute. Now every village is coming to the prostitute, want to take her association. The prostitute purified, became the pure. Now she purifying other people. This is the power of hearing the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita. In this way, Paya Javannika Channam. We can free from the material energy of Krishna. Because the mercy of the Krishna, only the mercy of the Krishna, holy name of the Krishna and pastime of Krishna, otherwise there is no. So I will stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishno Brinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.